Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with high school sports.
Yes, indeed. This is mid-November, and this is the time of year when high school football players and volleyball players find themselves in the most intense moments of their young athletic lives. And in each sport, these athletes are chasing state championships, and they'll be playing in games that they will remember for the rest of their lives. I don't know if you ever have talked to a high school basketball or football or volleyball player who has advanced deep into the playoffs and been fortunate enough to reach a state championship setting. And whether you talk to them at age 30 or 40 or 70, they remember every detail. I was just in a conversation with a guy that played on a state St. Teresa state championship football team in 1974, and he remembers everything about every play. It's incredible. It's just that big of a deal. And this weekend we have two St. Teresa teams and one from Central A&M who are stacking up those memories. The St. Teresa volleyball team is chasing a state championship for the second straight year. They lost in the semifinals last year and are back in the semifinals again at 1:30 today against Rockford Lutheran. Each team has a 35-5 record. St. Teresa goes to Redbird Arena in Normal, I think feeling like they have some unfinished business to complete. They were so close last year. If they win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow. The St. Teresa football team probably feels it's on a little bit of a mission, too. We all remember that epic game with Maroa Forsyth last year when Maroa Forsyth won and advanced to the state championship only to lose in the finals there. Well, St. Teresa is back. Charging again deep into the Class 2A playoffs. They will play at Auburn tomorrow at 3 o'clock. St. Teresa is 10-1. Auburn is 8-3, but Auburn got everyone's attention by eliminating Maroa Forsyth last weekend. A lot of balance run and pass on this St. Teresa team. And in Class 1A football, Central A&M unbeaten at 11-0. Hosts Arcola at 1:30 on Saturday. Central A&M has this incredible class of athletes led by Connor Heaton and Jacob Parody. They made it to the state in basketball last year. They'll be favored to return and win the state championship in basketball this year. Connor Heaton, their quarterback, has thrown 30 touchdown passes and one interception. That's amazing to me. Plus 16 rushing touchdowns. So good luck to all these area athletes. Enjoy every minute of it. And if I bump into you in 40 years, you'll remember every detail about every play and tell me all about it. I know that.
All right. On the other side, a bizarre incident in last night's NFL game. We'll talk about that with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure, and of course, the price. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. We're the area's only Michelin Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean and how they can affect your tire and service needs. And with quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal, we'll have a tire to fit your needs and budget. And for service needs, remember Smith Tire Company for oil changes, wheel alignment, air conditioner repair, brakes, shocks and struts, tire rotation, and tire repair. When you're driving on the highway or when the weather is bad, you deserve to have confidence in your tires and in your tire dealer. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, very interesting incident on the field last night between the Browns and the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't know how many people were probably watching this game last night. It was not a marquee matchup between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I only peeked at it a couple times. It was an okay game. Cleveland won 21-7. But near the end of that game, there was a bizarre incident that was really alarming in its level of violence. And in one story in a national publication I read this morning, they called it the closest thing we've seen to an on-field crime in the modern era of pro football. For reasons I cannot explain, Cleveland defensive end Myles Garrett became angry with Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph and ripped his helmet off and then bashed him on his unprotected head. And I mean really clobbered him with that helmet. A melee ensued in which Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey and a teammate got Garrett on the ground and punched and kicked him. Three players were ejected. But what Garrett did was just, it was outrageous. I mean, I kept thinking as I was watching it that we would see the cops come running out onto the field. This seemed to be beyond what you would normally ask referees to control. And, you do that on a street corner and you're going to jail. The reaction from ex-NFL players who were talking heads on Fox or ESPN was really strong. I mean, they were alarmed. Even Garrett's own teammates, when asked about it, had no defense. They were like, that was too much. He will be suspended. But a suspension for the rest of the season, which would be six games, would not be unreasonable. I think five games is the longest a player has been suspended for a single incident. Albert Haynesworth, I don't know if you remember, ripped the helmet off a guy and then stomped on his face, took 30 stitches to close the wound. And that was this thing that happened last night was sort of in that realm. I know it's a physical game. I know emotions run high, but come on, man, you can't go full gangster like that and just bash somebody's head in. That's nuts. I would think the league will come down really hard on this one because of the violence and because of their supposed stance on head injuries. But, that really their quarterback's pretty lucky if he did not get seriously injured. I mean, that's, a big guy swinging a helmet like that and hits you in the head. That's crazy.
No doubt about it. All right, my friend, enjoy your weekend, and we will check in with you first thing Monday morning as we broadcast live from the new Forsyth Banking Center with Hickory Point Bank. That should be fun. Two quick things. Brinkotter Home Highlight coming up next, and we're going to kick off our Bright Bulbs contest. Second year for this. But out of Springfield yesterday, two very interesting developments. As I have told you, I believe this thing's going to be way bigger than Blagojevich, way bigger than George Ryan.
Did you see who's retiring?
Yes. John Colerton has said he's done in January. Now, he has been in the Illinois Senate for 40 years. He's the Senate president. Andy Menard was his former chief of staff.
Yep.
I'm not saying he is implicated in anything, but I think at the very least, what he sees down the road is, why in the world would I be sticking around for all of this?
Yeah.
And the second thing of the day that really is interesting is that the federal government has asked for a 60-day delay in this indictment of Representative Arroyo. Now, what does that mean? That he's now talking? That they have now more stuff to hit him with, more leverage. I'm telling you, this is all going to end in tears, and for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we've ever maybe seen something that ends up being this large, in my opinion. I might be wrong. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.